Terrible Thanks for Asking is an independent production. We don't have the backing of a big company or network, and we like it that way. Since 2016, we've been bringing you the real stories of people who have lived through their terrible thing and come out on the other side. We'd love to keep this going. Consider supporting our independent show by joining TTFA Premium with a monthly or yearly gift. You'll get bonus episodes, ad-free listening, and our eternal gratitude. Find out more at ttfa.org/premium. I'm Nora McInerney, and this is Terrible. Thanks for Asking. This episode is coming out right around Memorial Day 2018. I realize you may not listen to it around Memorial Day. You could be listening to it in December or July. There are 11 other months you could be listening to this. That is the magic of podcasts. Part of the magic is that you can listen whenever you'd like. The other part that is magic is that every time you listen to a podcast, you're granted one wish. You're not allowed to wish for more wishes. Everyone knows that. Okay. You made your wish? Everyone? Your wish time is almost up. I need you to focus. Okay. Your podcast wish has been made, and I can move on to what I was saying, which is that we made this episode for Memorial Day, which, even though Memorial Day sometimes just feels like a relaxing three-day weekend, it is a relaxing three-day weekend originally meant to honor fallen service members in the U.S. military. And I don't like to preach. Yes, I do. Correction. Yeah, I do like to preach. But I don't know. It is a day with a lot of meaning for a lot of people. Not just because you're going to get a great deal on a lawnmower this weekend, which is also true. So have fun. Be safe. Get a great deal on that lawnmower, and also just know that it is a really hard day for a lot of people. And you're going to meet one of those people. Now, one of my favorite things to hear about is a couple's How We Met story. Seriously, if we meet, that's what I want to hear. I want to hear about how you met me. I want to hear about how you met whoever you're with. So when Rose and Matthew meet, they are both in the Air Force. Rose is a navigator.
So I fly on a tiny little airplane and do surveillance, reconnaissance, intelligence kind of stuff.
Matthew is a combat controller, so he's somebody who goes into hostile spaces to direct air traffic and call in airstrikes. Matthew was really proud of his work.
In Matthew's job, when they make it through their combat controller pipeline, they get a red beret, and that's kind of like their symbol.
Rose and Matthew met for the first time when they were on base in Florida. Matthew is kind of a funny goofball, but Rose has a boyfriend, and she's not interested in Matthew, even if he's kind of cute in that goofy kind of way. Like, the kind of guy who wears short shorts literally everywhere.
And he loved Hawaiian shirts. He always had this, like, super luscious hair. It's like this strawberry blonde luscious hair. They kind of kept a little bit shaggy, but just enough that it was still in rags. I feel like he always had a smile on his face too, especially like if he was hanging out with his friends. It was a big goofy smile on his face. And then, you know, a couple beers with him and he'd kind of become the life of the party.
Rose does have a boyfriend at the time, but, you know.
At the end of the night, he was like, oh, you know, can I grab your number? And I was like, I have a boyfriend. He's like, oh, that doesn't mean we can't be friends, Rose. I was like, oh, fine.
Very nice deflection, by the way. Like, oh, whoa, I didn't mean it like that.
We can still be friends. Gosh, nothing weird. So I give him my number, and I'm kind of watching him as he types it in, and he writes Tulip. And I'm like, excuse me, that's not my name. And so he changes it to Rose Tulip. Like, that was my name in his phone. Like, forever.
Matthew and Rose are friends for a few years, and they end up on the same deployment eventually in Africa, and we can't tell you where because it's a secret. Every time we do a military story, I ask a question like, oh, so where were you specifically? Like, what was your specific job? Tell me everything you did. And the person I'm interviewing has to, in a nice way, say, are you an idiot? I can't tell you that. So I can't tell you that because they couldn't tell me that. They were doing military stuff in Africa, and that is as specific as I can get. But the important detail is this, that Matthew and Rose do end up being friends and end up on a deployment together doing friend stuff.
So we'd start going on like daily walks and venting about our jobs. And then our venting turned into, you know, talking about our families. And I come from a big family, and he has, you know, one sister and a little niece, and I had three nephews and a niece. And so we started kind of comparing my nephews to his niece and had like a cute niece nephew off and be like, it's like, oh, Mina did this today. I'd be like, oh yeah, well, Aiden did this today. And, you know, just kind of talking about families, and it evolved kind of from like a casual friendship to, you know, just almost like looking forward to the walks.
Now, this is a casual friendship if you think that a casual friendship means the kind of friendship that is heading for a serious romance. Matthew and Rose get back from Africa, and they're just together. She's broken up with that other boyfriend, and Matthew is her dude now. The difference between a love story and a military love story is one word that represents a huge scheduling difficulty. Military. Because the military decides where you're going and when. Which means when Matthew and Rose get together, they're signing up for a long-distance romance. But they're also signing up for all those cute parts of any romance, like the little inside jokes, like this one. Rose sometimes goes by Rose, and she sometimes goes by her full name.
A lot of people call me Rosemary. Rosemary is one of the least insulting things I answer to.
But that nickname Matthew gave her the first night they met, it sticks.
Like, when I was deployed, he put on my care packages, like, Rose Tulip on the address line. Like, even his dad called me Rose Tulip.
Rose Tulip, that goofy little nickname, is just emblematic of Matthew's personality. It was one of his many charms.
Yeah, I mean, he was goofy. Like, he always, like, loved to go out and do stuff, but he was also, like, one of those people that would do anything for, like, almost anyone, even, you know, a new friend or an acquaintance. He would almost, like, you know, drop something to go and help them out, and, like, you know, his team guys or me and, you know, his friends, he would pretty much do anything. He was just super loyal and just an all-around great dude.
You know the beginning part of a relationship where you just want to spend all your time together and, like, absorb the other person on a cellular level, not in a dirty way, but just you cannot get enough of them? Matthew and Rose don't really get a lot of time in that relationship phase. A typical deployment for Matthew was 6 months on, 6 months off. For Rose, it was 4 months on, 4 months off. So that meant that their time in the U.S. didn't necessarily overlap. So their soak you up phase was basically whenever they saw each other, which when they first got together was only a few months.
Our time together was just super kind of condensed, and so we had to make pretty much like every minute that we were together, we had to kind of make it count and like spend as much time together as we could while we could.
By March 2015, Matthew and Rose had gotten serious, and they were also facing their biggest time apart. They'd have just a month together in the States over the next 9 months. They wouldn't have any really extended time together until Christmas. So to get through those 9 months, they had a serious relationship milestone to look forward to. They had planned on meeting the parents, the whole family, actually. They made these big plans to go on a road trip. First to Kentucky to visit Matthew's family, and then up to Vermont to visit Rose's family. And then they'd ring in the new year in a big old cabin with their friends and family. So that's the big, shiny thing in their future when Matthew begins his deployment in Afghanistan. If you've ever been in a long-distance relationship, you know it can go two ways. It can either completely suck the joy out of your life, or infuse every bit of your life with magic. Your phone either feels like a ticking time bomb or a magical portal to a world of sparkly, shiny love.
One of my favorite things was he would always text me good morning and he would always text me good night. And that was like just the littlest things, but it just made me feel so special. Whenever I woke up, I had a good morning, beautiful. And then, you know, at night it would always be a, all right, good night.